city. Long time no hear. What you been up to?
Oh, man, still doing this little work thing, so just trying to deal with this on my way in this morning, Roger.
It's a little bit early for you. You must be going to have breakfast with the guys.
Just got in the habit. I leave at 5:30 now. Traffic's less. It's just, you know, just as easy. I only caught part of that, or was somebody else in there?
Traffic's getting worse and worse these days, and retirement can't come soon enough, right?
Like, you know what, how long you got? How many more years?
Now, but I'm gonna wait. I'm 65. I'll be 66 in February. A bit more. I'm gonna try to hold out and draw at 67 and maybe work one more year.
W2JKT Mobile. Good morning, guys.
Good to hear you again.
I haven't heard you on here in a little bit.
Just nearly riding down the road chilling.
About to get back on 85, just doing my usual routine.
And that, I'm pretty sure that's what we're all doing right now, is just usual routines.
My retirement making me jealous.
You can't never tell. By the time it gets there, it'll be like I probably need to just keep on working.
5 more years, maybe 6, then I'll think about it.
I plan for maybe 8 to 10 years from now, I think we'll at least be able to quit our high-stress jobs and go to work at Starbucks for the health insurance while we wait for Medicare to kick in.
Good coffee plan.
I guess it's open enrollment now, so I got to call them and get signed up.
And Medicare enrollment every year, just like corporate, right?
I'm just asking for Medicare.
I got to get signed up for it. I didn't take the one part only because I had to cover Susan all this year with my work insurance. So now she's eligible starting next month, and that, so we'll both be on it. So I got to sign up for it, but then take that $185 out of my check or out of my. I got to pay him, I guess.
That's right.
$185, and that covers your hospital stuff. And then I got a supplemental plan that you can only get between 65 and 66 without getting a doctor's authorization, and that to cover everything else that Medicare doesn't cover, and that's another $133.
Like a gap type insurance, right?
It's called a Plan G, and it, good thing about it is it's the max out of pocket's only like $100, $250.
Insurance, if you didn't have it, you couldn't afford bills.
That's probably a good time to get on Medicare because my work insurance, I heard through the grapevine, is doubling.
Yeah, too, and so is Courtney's because medical costs are going up so much. I think for my back surgery, I think they billed my insurance company for something on the neighborhood of like $30,000, and my out-of-pocket on it was like $5,000. So, yeah, it's expensive. I got married this year, so I put my wife on my insurance, and that doubled the deductible because there are two of us, and you don't have individual deductibles anymore. You know, you have like this, common deductible for everyone who's on the insurance. So every person that's on the insurance adds like, I think it's $4,000 or $4,500 to the deductible, so I had to pay the first $9,000 of that stuff out of pocket, and they had some discounts and stuff too, and I had already paid for some other stuff, so yeah, just for that surgery, it was like I had to pay the rest of my deductible plus the co-insurance for that gap until you hit the out-of-pocket max. So it was not cheap at all.
Paid off for you.
Yeah, better now. I actually went running yesterday and made it a mile and a half, so getting back into it.
You know, when you hear it, it's successful.
Of everything, that's why I'm going to hold out to draw my Social Security to get that little bit extra per month just to cover the medical.
definitely filing into the HSA as much as they'll let us for that time later, because you can use HSA money to pay for all those premiums. So that's our savings vehicle for paying for all the Medicare stuff once we retire.
And I was going to do the my extra plan G, the Medicare supplement. They won't let me pay it out of my HSA.
I thought HSA funds were good for medical premiums.
You can use it for that because it was like non-taxed, and this is a supplemental plan or whatever, and so they wouldn't let me use it because I was going to just have it direct draw out of it, but they wouldn't let me.
You, I thought that's what that HSA was, for medical bills and stuff.
It doesn't matter if it's tax money or not. You know, if it's a medical insurance premium, I thought the HSA was fair game.
I double-checked on it.
Yeah, their argument is, oh, because it's supplemental and voluntary, then there's a whole lot of other things that HSA pays for that it shouldn't, because they're voluntary and not, you know, base necessity. Because you can buy anything medical related with HSA money. I don't care if it's Band-Aids or hydrogen peroxide or whatever. You know, even if it's just to keep around the house. So yeah, I don't know why there's a premium you can't pay with HSA money. Just doesn't seem right.
It's your money. You're putting it away. You should be able to use it the way you want to.
The mask of the internet does say that Part G is considered a not. What is it called? Not a qualified medical expense. So I guess that is true that you can't use it, but it doesn't seem right.
For the 185 Part A until I start doing Social Security.
It says that you can use it to pay for Medicare Part A.
I do that probably this next coming week. The person that's working with me said, give him, you know, this week is the first week for open enrollment. He said it's going to be crazy to wait another week.
For HSA to pay for Part G, you'll just have to pay the income tax on the withdrawal.
I didn't want to file my taxes for a medical expense, I guess it doesn't count as a medical expense, huh? Premium,
it's a medical insurance premium just like Part A. I don't know why it's singled out as not being qualified medical expense for HSAs, but you know, fortunately it's not super expensive.
I tell you, is you have to apply for it between 65 and 66, and then if you do, you're locked in automatically. But if you wait until after 66, you got to get a doctor to say that you're okay, and that to even qualify for the plan.
No, but I'll remember that in 15 years when I turn 65. North Carolina will probably both be bankrupt by the time I retire.
It'll be my lifetime.
Two.
Way with it, I'll end up be driving a school bus for state insurance.
Mark Greger, right?
Walmart had an open greeter position, like 400 people applied for it. $15 an hour to stand there and say hello to people all day. I mean, for some people, that's a dream job.
Yeah, I don't think most of y'all, we'd be kind of bored with that in about 10 minutes.
That's Jody one.
Get it in 10 minutes, but can I be on my phone while I do it?
25.
Requirement for a Walmart greeter.
If a customer walks in and they're under 25, if you have to text them hello instead of saying hello.
Hot?
Yeah, they're not used to that verbal communication, right? KN4TFW.
I don't know. I don't like people that much, so I don't think it would be a good job for me.
MUF. Yeah, me neither.
Say something I wasn't supposed to.
Are you really wearing that in here?
Yeah, I'm definitely not a fan of the current trend in corporate culture of, like, wanting to be in the office all the time and hanging out and having parties and being friends and all this other stuff. I just want to come into the office, do my job, and go home. And, you know, I like my coworkers. You know, I've got four or five people that work for me. You know, I don't mind being a boss, and I think I'm a pretty good boss, but, you know, I don't want to socialize with people that I work with. I work so I can have some money to go home and socialize with my family. So my work people are not my family, and as much as they want to be, they're just not.
100% agree with you on that. I'm the same way. Just, you know, we're workers. We, you know, we go to work. I spend more time with you than I do at home. And when I get off, I don't want to spend no more time with you.
I already monopolized most of my time. And, you know, you're right. I spend less time with my family than I do with my coworkers. So, you know, you've had enough of my time. You're not getting any more of it.
Mean or rude, but no.
They want to keep the younger workforce, and, you know, young people who are single live at home alone. It's their only social outlet. So, you know, they want to make work into your family, because a lot of the younger workforce, they don't have anybody. They can't afford to get married. They can't afford to have kids and have a family anymore. So they have to settle for, you know, hanging out with their coworkers all the time. And that's a travesty in and of itself.
At work, you don't want to have to put it up after work, too.
And you're just talking, and it's like, if I don't stop for fuel, I ain't going to make it home.
Walking that late in the afternoon would get old, too, wouldn't it?
I guess I'll go up business 85.
Or you might know the answer.
I will try.
You'll sit around in one of those yellow cans before it goes bad.
I would say a long time. I've had no issue with ours, you know, turning on you. The only thing you got to worry about that with the diesel fuel is if it starts getting algae in it. But in a yellow can, a little 5-gallon can, I don't think you have to worry about that too much.
Yeah, I got a can in my garage that's the fuel is probably 4 years old, but I was thinking about cycling it over, and I just want to make sure it was safe to dump in the fuel tank of my truck.
Double check on that, but I would definitely think so, because it's not been in the weather. It ain't, you know, it ain't getting in any sun and rain and all that, which creates the algae in the diesel fuel.
Maybe I'll get some stuff, some additive, and just dump it in there before I put it in the truck.
I would think the worst, unless it's, you know, look at it, make sure it ain't gelled up for some reason.
Not gotten below freezing or anything like that, and it's just been sitting in my garage. You know, even in the wintertime, my garage stays over 50 degrees, so I don't think the gel will be a problem.
The radio could receive on any antenna, it just can't transmit unless it's right.
Yeah, reciprocal, so, you know, the impedance, you know, is what it is. There's just no harm in trying to receive with a mismatched antenna because there's no power. There's certainly harm trying to transmit to a mismatched antenna because you can have, poor impedance and poor thermal dissipation in the finals. But, yeah, I mean, you can receive with anything because there's no power. There's very little power, you know, nanowatts involved, and that's not going to hurt anything being mismatched. But, you know, certainly when you have 100 watts and a poor match, you can start to see high temperatures and high currents and high voltages breaking things.
I got one of those little SDR-like shortwave receivers from that. I could just use like a 80-meter antenna or, you know, a ham stick and run to it, and it would receive like while I was camping, right? Post about a 450D. And they must be most Yaesus that had some kind of cleaning mode for burning off something off of some, I don't know, something electrical.
That before.
Do it for me. They're like cleaning mode for 450D.
Morning to you, I can. I'm about a mile from my destination. Y'all have a great day. It was good chatting with y'all. Y'all be safe and God bless. KF4MUF.
Good to hear you this morning. KN4GFW.
Good to hear from you. It's been a long time. Don't be a stranger. Have a great day and be safe. W2JKT. Relay cleaning mode.
Give me about 5 minutes to get some fuel here, and I'll be back. KN4 TFW.